Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, the real estate markets, they're still out of control. Things are going pretty good if you're selling property. Things are not necessarily going as well as you would like them to be if you're buying property. It's a function of what the economy is doing. It's a function of what the real estate markets are doing. Earlier in the year, there was massive concern about a bubble in the home segment of the real estate market. Yeah, the homes that you buy and live in, or the homes that you buy and invest in and you allow other people to live in. There was a lot of talk about this bubble. Where's all that talk today? Where is it? I don't see it as relevant as it was earlier this year. And that's the point I'm trying to make today. Is that when you understand the fundamentals of the real estate markets, when you understand how to correctly operate within those real estate markets, you start to understand that a lot of information that flies around out there, especially on the internet, is opinion-based. It is purely opinion-based. It is not grounded in factual information. Now, there is solid factual information out there, and it exists. It does exist on the internet. But which piece of information do you choose? Who do you go with? Do you go with the person that's screaming doom and gloom, hoping to avoid a catastrophe? And what if that catastrophe never materializes? What if that catastrophe doesn't actually occur, but you made a decision based on somebody's opinion that you didn't qualify? I'm here to tell you that the easiest way, hands down, the easiest way to filter through all this ridiculous information that is floating around in the marketplace is to educate yourself. You heard me correctly. You must educate yourself. And there's two paths you can go by. You can do the do-it-yourself method. In other words, you can go out there and you can explore different topics at your own convenience, at your own pace. You can explore things that could be of interest to you. And maybe you'll get all the relevant information that way. Or you could join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited and allow us to teach you what right looks like. See, what we will do is we will tell you the information you need to know. We will give you everything that you need in order to educate you and effectively make you what we call a sophisticated real estate investor. Now, we didn't just make up that term sophisticated. Sophisticated actually is written into United States law. It essentially says, if you are classified as a sophisticated investor, it means that you are educated. It means that you have knowledge about real estate. You have knowledge about the real estate markets. You have knowledge about everything you're about to deal with. That's what sophisticated means. Now, there's actually another classification. It's called accredited. Now, what accredited means is that you're sophisticated, but it also means that you have a certain either income stream or a certain net worth that the government determines qualifies you to be accredited, meaning you should know something about what you're doing before you put your hard-earned money at risk. Now, there are a lot of investments out there that you can find, real estate related, non-real estate related, it doesn't matter, where they will either identify that they're looking for sophisticated or accredited investors. So what they're telling you is buyer beware. Yeah, buyer beware. You remember that caveat emptor I talked about last week, right? Yeah, well, I'm kind of back at it this week because you need to be aware of what's going on in the markets. You need to be aware of everything with regards to a real estate investment. And we will eliminate all of the hunt and peck searching that you will do at the library, on the internet, in books, wherever, trying to put together your own roadmap, so to speak. We'll save you a lot of time doing that because our roadmap works. Our roadmap is very, very effective. And I know this because when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, I was looking to make a significant change in my life. Totally looking for a completely different path to follow because I was not content with the path that I was on. The path that I was on saw me fail initially in retirement because I had left the military. I earned a pension, but even though I was physically retired, I was not financially retired, and I had to get back into the workforce. And once I finally found a job and got myself back into the workforce, I had gone through some financial difficulties because the income that I received from my pension wasn't covering my bills on a monthly basis. I was upside down, and I needed to find a job to balance that out. And then once I had the job, I realized, you know what? I am stuck in cubicle hell. And my game plan back then was literally to work to the age of 70, because at the age of 70, I could draw my maximum Social Security benefit. And that job that I took, it had a pension component to it. It wasn't a big pension, but at least it was additional money. And then I found Lifestyles Unlimited, and I became a member. And in 16 hours, they made me a sophisticated real estate investor. So when we come back from the break, we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about sophistication and things you need to know. Stick around.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange. And we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at lifestylesunlimitedfreeworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Merriam-Webster. Yeah, those are the guys that wrote the dictionary, right? Merriam-Webster defines the term sophisticated investor. Well, first of all, they describe it as a noun, for those of you that are concerned about proper English language. But here's what they say sophisticated investor really means. An investor that qualifies under the Securities Act of 1933 and related Securities and Exchange Commission regulations as one having, are you ready for it? Sufficient knowledge and expertise in financial matters to weigh the value and risks of an investment. I'm going to say it again. Merriam-Webster defines sophisticated investor as an investor that qualifies under the Securities Act of 1933 and related Securities and Exchange Commission regulations as having sufficient knowledge and expertise in financial matters to weigh the value and risks of an investment. So what Merriam-Webster is telling you is that the definition of sophisticated might be a little bit different than what you were taught in school. See, sophisticated tends to mean complex. It does. So I guess what they're describing here when it comes to a sophisticated investor is not an investor that's very complex in nature. It's an investor that understands the complexities of investments. Now, I think it's pretty interesting that the definition of sophisticated investor, the definition relates all the way back to 1933. And why do you think that is? Why do you think that in 1933, the government passed the Securities Act? Well, it had to do with the Great Depression. It had to do with the great meltdown of the stock market. You remember the 1929 stock market? Okay, I know you probably were not alive. I was not alive. I get that. But that was a huge, huge problem in our country. So the government decided that in the best interest of Americans, who, by the way, at that time, were speculating in the stock market. If you read what happened to cause the Great Depression, the first super uber meltdown of the stock market, you will find that there were people investing their money in the stock market the same way they would invest their money going to Las Vegas at the craps table. Yeah, I got a hunch. I got an idea. I feel lucky. Yeah, so let's just, oh, and this person told me that if I buy this stock is going to go up by leaps and bounds. This, I'm going to take $100 and I'm going to turn it into $1,000. It's going to happen overnight. Well, was that kind of speculative investing that was feeding some of the frenzy in the stock market back then, as well as a lot of other things that were going on in the stock market that the Securities Act of 1933 was put into motion to remedy? Yeah, you heard me correctly. Now, I do not want you to think that the government has your back 100%. They don't. Now, they may think that they have your back 100%. They may think that they have regulations in place to protect your best interest. But I want you to fully embrace the concept that when you invest money into any security, into any stock, into any piece of real estate, or gold or silver or other precious metals, or any place you put your money for quote-unquote investment purposes, you need to have an understanding of the markets that you're investing in. And it needs to be comprehensive information. Yeah, like the information that we will teach you when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Believe it or not, when you become a member and you complete our 16-hour financial freedom course, you have essentially achieved the level of sophisticated investor. Yes, we will teach you what you need to know so that you can make informed decisions about the value and the risks of any investment you're thinking about entering into. It is very, very, very important for you to get that education. If you choose to go somewhere else and get it, that's your choice. I know what our education does, because I've seen the results. I've experienced the results. I have watched the results happen. I am watching friends that I have encouraged to become members of Lifestyles Unlimited, join Lifestyles Unlimited, go through the training programs and watch their eyes light up, because now they have seen a completely different way to change their lives. And now I'm watching them like repurpose all of their money. They're taking their money out of investments that, quite frankly, were not doing as well for them as they should have. And they're repurposing that money into other investments that are paying them five, even six different ways. It is fun to watch. Now, my buddy Bruce, there's a guy that I knew before Lifestyles Unlimited. And Bruce, earlier this year, based on my suggestion, he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And he went through the 16-hour financial freedom course. And he paid attention. He paid close attention. As a matter of fact, I mean, he was making calls to our member services team, because that's part of your membership. If you have questions about anything that we cover, you don't have to wait for the next time we run the class. We have a team of people there designed to support you. He would be on the phone with them saying, hey, you know, let's talk this through with me. I want to make sure I get this right. And that's what that team exists for, is to help you get things right, to make sure that you understand everything you're about to do. It is so critically important for you to educate yourself. I mean, think about it. Isn't that why you went to college? To get an education so that you could get a better job? Okay, well, it's no different in the real estate investing. The difference is, it's not going to take you 4 years to get the information that you need. It's going to take you 16 hours to get that information. And then once you get that information, you formulate your plan. And with that plan, you start putting that plan into motion. And then you start to watch the fruits of your effort blossom. It is so cool. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you some stories about things that have gone wrong. Stick around.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this, because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so we're talking about sophistication. And we're not talking about, you know, sophisticated ladies and all their beautiful gowns and their beautiful hair and makeup and their jewelry being adorned by a sophisticated man and his beautiful top hat and tails. Yeah, no, we're not going there. No, that's fantasy. That's fantasy. Yeah, I'm talking about sophisticated in the form of knowledge. That's the kind of sophistication I'm talking about on today's show. Sophistication means you know something. It means you know something about what you're about to invest your hard money into. Now, there are investments that you can make out there that require you as a prospective investor to disclose to the entity that you're planning to invest with whether you consider yourself sophisticated or even accredited for that part. Again, accredited just has to do with the fact that you have a certain net worth or you have a certain income level. And it's added to the education levels that you get in the sophistication realm. It's a means to determine whether or not you have enough education or knowledge to reasonably invest in a deal. And we take that very seriously at Lifestyles Unlimited. We take that very, very seriously. If you're going to invest in a deal where the syndicator or whoever's offering you the deal asks you if you're sophisticated or accredited, and you're really not, but you check the box saying I am, they're going to go with it. They're going to just assume that you're telling the truth. And you may want to do that because I wouldn't be able to get into that deal unless they think I'm sophisticated or even accredited. So I'm just going to check the box and I'm going to roll the dice. And that is dumb. That's a dumb thing to do. If you even consider doing that, you should stop considering doing that. You should step away from that. Don't do that. Because you could get crushed. You could get crushed. Because you are basically standing in front of everybody with your chest puffed out saying, I know what I'm doing. And the other side of the transaction is going to go, well, I don't doubt that. And they will take your money. Now, maybe the investment will work out just fine. Not a problem. But here's the other thing. If you check the box saying I'm sophisticated or even I'm accredited, and that entity starts sending you monthly reports and you have no idea what you're looking at, how do you tell whether your investment is on track or not? You don't know. You really don't know. Because you don't know the nuances of the deal. And that could be very dangerous. So don't do that. What you should do is actually do what you need to do to obtain the label of sophisticated investor. I'm serious. Become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. It does not cost a lot of money to become a member of our organization. And what you get in return is so much more than the couple of dollars you pay. So let me take you back to 2007. Okay, now there was something that Goldman Sachs did back in 2007, which potentially was a problem. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you everything that occurred back in 2007. And at that time, Goldman Sachs was asking investors if they were sophisticated or accredited as part of the offering they were making. Now, they were not offering real estate. As a matter of fact, they're offering something called a synthetic collateralized debt obligation, also known as a CDO. Do you know what that is? I don't. I have no idea what that is, which is part of the reason I never invested in that, because I don't know what that is. But let me tell you what happened in 2007. So Goldman Sachs offers this synthetic collateralized debt obligation known as the CDO, and that investment lost about $1 billion when the subprime meltdown occurred in late 2007, which drove the failure of many of the real estate markets. So the point I want to make is this, and I'm not passing any blame on Goldman Sachs, okay? I think what happened is this. Well, Goldman Sachs, I mean, they came out and they admitted that they failed to disclose some vital information about the investment. Okay, so even if you were fully sophisticated and fully understood what a synthetic collateralized debt obligation was, Goldman Sachs did later admit that, okay, maybe we left out a few key pieces of information that you might have needed in order to determine whether or not you should be investing in this offering. And here's the piece of information they left out. The fact that the major hedge fund that helped pick the securities in this investment also took a short position against it. Yeah, they were betting against themselves. And they did not disclose that. And I'm guessing that's why a lot of people got burned by that investment. because pieces of information were left out. What I'm pointing out to you is this. Mistakes can be made. And there are possibilities that you could be misled by an investment offering. That's why you have to know everything you need to know about that investment offering. Now, in this particular case, you know, how could you know that the hedge fund that was helping to pick the securities that were going into the CDO also took a short position against it? Well, technically, they should have disclosed that to you, and they didn't. So how are you going to know? Well, if you know something about hedge funds, you know that they always bet on both sides of the equation. That's why it's called a hedge fund. They're hedging their bets. They're putting their money on both sides of the table, just like Las Vegas does in the sports books. Do you know how the sports books work? So pick your favorite football team. Okay, so let's pick on the Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders are going to play a team next week. All right? The sports books, they put out a line. They say, okay, well, one team is favored over the other, and they're going to give points to a certain team. And then bettors come in, and they start betting on one team or the other. And then as the sports book analyzes the flow of money, what they do is they start adjusting the point spread to help make the money go the other way so that they can cover all the bets. Las Vegas doesn't care if the Raiders win or lose. Las Vegas cares that it gets its 10% out of the deal. And they will move the odds to make sure they get their 10%. That's what hedge funds do. They will put money on either side of the equation based on information that they know so that it improves their odds of success. So, one could definitely argue that if you were truly a sophisticated investor back in the day and you were thinking about investing with Goldman Sachs and you understood that a hedge fund was maybe making decisions, that would have been your warning shot to run and run away fast. We come back from the break, I'm going to lighten up on you.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate: cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, we're going to kick it up a notch here because we're going to talk about what it takes to become an accredited investor. See, an accredited investor is like the next level because an accredited investor also not only says, hey, I know what I'm doing. I have sophistication. I have the knowledge necessary to make a very good decision on this investment. An accredited investor also says, you know what? I have a certain net worth, or I have a certain annual income. And the United States government spells out what an accredited investor is, what it takes to qualify as an accredited investor. Want to know what it is? All right. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to jump right into SEC Rule 501, which is part of Regulation D. Yeah, just the fact that I said all that there knows that makes you know that this is coming from the government, right? Okay, so this is what they say. To be an accredited investor, a person must have an annual income exceeding $200,000, or if you're a joint household, $200,000 single, $300,000 technically married, for the past 2 years, with the expectation of earning the same or even more money in the current year. An individual must have earned income above the thresholds either alone or with a spouse over the last 2 years. The income test cannot be satisfied by showing 1 year of an individual's income and the next 2 years of joint income with a spouse. So, if an entity you are looking to invest in says that we only deal with accredited investors, the law basically says that entity can ask you to prove that you're accredited. I'm an accredited investor. I meet the test for accredited investors. There's actually a little bit more. I'll get into that in a minute. I've made multiple investments into securities. That's correct. See, one of the ways I invest is I invest with other Lifestyles Unlimited members that go out and buy big apartment communities, and they give opportunities to me, a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member, to invest in the deal. So essentially what they are doing is they are offering a security to me. And because we operate within the confines of SEC laws and rules, we operate in what's called a closed group, meaning there are certain exemptions that we can enjoy that are outlined in Regulation D that we don't have to meet in order to offer those securities to each other. Yeah, we'll teach you all about it when you become a member. My point is this. With every investment that I've made into multifamily deals with other Lifestyles Unlimited members, they have asked me if I am a sophisticated or an accredited investor. And I have answered, I am an accredited investor. Now, they could ask me for documentation to support that. They could. But they didn't, because there is something within Lifestyles called ethics that we thrive with. Yeah, we thrive on ethics within Lifestyles Unlimited. One of the neat things about our organization is that we have business rules on how we're going to conduct business. And part of it starts with, we just don't lie to each other. We are fair, open, and honest with each other. So if I tell another Lifestyles Unlimited member that I'm an accredited investor, I mean it. And I've got the documentation to back it up. If any one of them asked for the documentation, I would send it. But they believe me on face value. Actually, I do think one of them did ask, and I did send the documentation. I was okay with it. He was protecting his own deal, because the way his deal was structured, his deal was to go out and to accept only accredited investors. Now, he had provisions in his deal to accept a certain number of sophisticated investors, because not everybody that comes to Lifestyles Unlimited meets that accreditation standard. But they meet the sophistication standard once they get educated. So as a result of that, we get it. We get it. When you go through our educational program, you get sophisticated. And then we help you work on the accreditation part if you're not there. Now, here's the other part on accreditation. A person is also considered an accredited investor if they have a net worth exceeding $1 million, either individually or jointly with their spouse. The Security and Exchange Commission also considers a person to be an accredited investor if they are a general partner, an executive officer, or a director for the company that is issuing the unregistered securities. Yeah, so I mean, there's different ways you can be labeled accredited, but you have to be sophisticated in order to figure out whether you're accredited or not. And that's really what I'm trying to share with you all today, is knowledge is power. You just don't know what you just don't know. And if you don't know anything about investments you're thinking about making, you really shouldn't be making those investments to include whatever you're doing in your 401k. See, here's the problem I've got with those 401ks and those IRAs and all those quote-unquote managed funds. The person managing those funds is trying to do things, either buying or selling equities within that fund to maintain a certain rate of return that they've said they'll try and get for you. But that certain rate of return is not the best they can do. No, it's not the best they can do because they have a lot of overhead to what they do. Yeah, somebody's got to pay for all the buildings, all the salaries, all the other stuff based on the fact they're investing your money for you. So because you choose to have somebody do that investment for you, you're not very sophisticated. You really are not. You're passing that on to somebody else. Now, you might think, I own a rental house. I know what I'm doing. Okay, I'm sure you do. And you probably do until you don't. I am not picking on you. Here's what I'm saying, though. There's a lot that goes into understanding the rental housing markets. There's a lot that goes into selecting the right asset. There's a lot that goes into the financial analysis to determine whether or not an asset is the right asset. There's a lot that goes into understanding how to correctly select the residents that will live in your property. There's a lot that goes into properly operating that property. Oh, and by the way, there's a whole legal layer over the whole thing that you could get yourself in serious trouble with if you don't understand what the law requires from you as an owner of property in relation to how you treat the people that you enter into contractual relationships with. There is a lot to know when it comes to the buying and selling process. We teach you everything you need to know. We take the unknown out of investing in real estate. We take the unknown out of investing in single-family houses. We take the unknown out of investing in duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes. We take the unknown out of investing in multifamily properties, whether you choose to invest as an owner purely, or if you choose to invest as a syndicator, or if you choose to invest as a passive investor in a syndicated deal. We take the sting out of all of it. And the nice thing about our organization is that we're ethically based. We have rules of engagement in place with regards to how we will treat each other. And it's all based on fairness. It is all based on fairness. And if we find that somebody within Lifestyles Unlimited is doing something illegal or unethical, the first thing we're going to do is confront them and see if we can remedy it. And if it can't be remedied and they're doing it on purpose, then the next step is to remove them from the organization. Because the best way to deal with cancer, literally, is to just cut it out. And as a cancer survivor who's had that done a couple of times, I know that's a good course of action. Now, I'll tell you what, if you want to figure out, okay, Al, how do I become sophisticated? How do I do this? Well, it's as easy as going to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Sign up for one of our free workshops. Let's get you educated and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.